it is most appropriate that we can hear the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be with all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Good news of great joy. Then and now, there are newsmakers and news reporters. It's not coincidental that Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter, worked for a newspaper, the Daily Planet. Peter Parker, friendly neighborhood Superman, alter ego, was a photographer for the Daily Bugle. A newspaper is a great place to work if you're a superhero. When Clark Kent heard that someone needed help, he would dash to a nearby phone booth or a storage closet or some other facsimile. It's kind of hard to find a phone booth nowadays, but anyhow, he's adapting, I'm sure. Soon after, you remember someone would say, "Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman." Right? And when Peter Parker sensed he was needed, Spider-Man was on the way in the nick of time. But there were no newspapers around back in the days in which Jesus was born. When the true hero, the truly superhero of all time was born, there was no Bethlehem Press, no Jerusalem Times, no Nazareth Post, nor were there any nightly news programs on network TV, no breaking news on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, or Fox News, no internet news sites with commentators and blogs to check out the immediate latest current events. How did you hear the news in biblical times? It happened through people telling it. People telling it. This Advent season, our theme for Advent is the amazing Emmanuel, Jesus, the true hero for all time. How we might follow him, seek him, and praise him. With America's fascination with heroes, fictional superheroes like Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Wonder Woman, the Black Panther, with America's appreciation for real-life heroes, frontline rescue workers, medical workers, first responders, It's especially important that we do appreciate them, but remember and appreciate the greatest hero of all time, the Savior of the world, Emmanuel. We must appreciate and think about, or most appropriate, Christ gets the leading headline at Christmas. After all, He is the reason for the season. Christ is or should be the centerpiece of all of our Christmas celebrations. Today, on our second Sunday of Advent, consider our role and responsibility to spread the good news of great joy in our day and time. Good news of great joy. It is gospel, good news. My first point is that God's messengers bring good news in a world with so much bad news. As we read or watch the daily news today, it's mostly bad news. News of crime, murders, sickness, pandemic, death, war, terror, riots, sex, scandals sell papers and boost TV ratings. After all, isn't that what inquiring minds want to know? Probably it wasn't that much different in Jesus' day. Imagine the shepherds in the Judean hills around Bethlehem, sitting around campfires at night, telling and retelling stories of current events, what's happening now, complaining about the latest imperial tax hike from Rome, perhaps complaining about the occupying oppressive military presence in Jerusalem and all through Palestine, perhaps complaining about dull, boring, routine jobs, having to be away from family and poor pay. But interruption, intrusion, the angelic announcement, extra, extra, hear all about it. Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all you guys. Well, that's a paraphrase. For all the people. That's remarkable. Today, finally, today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, who is Christ the Lord. Christ, meaning the Messiah, the long-awaited, long-expected, much-expected Messiah, is born to you today. It's not surprising God used angelic messengers to proclaim this good news of great joy. After all, the words angel and good news in the original languages of Greek have the same root word, the word for message. Angels were God's messengers, angelion, and their gospel, their good news, their message was euangelion. And we call this the gospel, which literally means good news. What is it, this good news? That the Savior has come. Behold, the wonder child has been born. Praise God, give Him glory. It's not surprising that God used angels. What is surprising is that God next chose shepherds to be the first evangelists. Shepherds to take the role of storytelling. Poor, ornery shepherds like you and like I, me, you and like me, I don't know. Help me, Peggy. I need my language arts people.
You're doing fine.
Isn't that great? She says I'm doing fine no matter what like weather. Anyhow, shepherds, low in social status strata, poor, ordinary, uneducated, They were the eyewitnesses. The eyewitnesses who could give accounts of what was happening. They said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about. And having seen, verse 17, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and the people were amazed. Have you heard it? Have you heard it? The angel's voice, this good news of great joy? Have you caught wind of the shepherd's report? A Savior is born to you? Did you catch the good news? Jesus came to save his people, you and I, from our sin. Now, Superman might have been able to rescue you from a flaming comet. Batman could stop a carjacker with his batarang. Superman could spin his web to snatch you from a speeding bus. And remember, folks, they're all make-believe. Only Jesus, the real deal, can rescue you from your sin. You see, God's messengers bring good news. God's messengers bring good news. And people who receive the good news share the good news. Let me say that again. People who are the receivers of this gospel good news share the good news. The shepherds heard it first and had to tell someone. They had to tell others. It was too good to keep it a secret to themselves. All who heard it were amazed when they heard what the shepherds said. This Christmas story is the greatest story ever told, and we can tell it. God's plan to spread God's message of good news. Why not dispatch more angels all over? That would make a bigger splash. That would make a big impression. Angels, whoa, can you imagine? But shepherds, God's perfect plan was and is to use people like us. Think of it. Seems crazy and strange. God's plan A, and he didn't have any other plan B, is to use people. Now, I have a feeling that those shepherds spent the rest of their lives sharing the good news. As a matter of fact, we wouldn't even know about this wonder child if people hadn't shared this wonderful story with people who told people who told people who told you and me. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Think of it. Everyone, anyone, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That's quite a statement right there, quoting the Old Testament prophet. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, tidings of good news. Do you have beautiful feet? I don't know. I don't want to show them. Anyway, imagine shepherds out in the muddy fields, out wearing sandals or some such beautiful feet, because they brought the good news of peace. God's Great Commission is not some strong suggestion. God's Great Commission is a gospel mandate to go into all the world and make disciples. He says to go and sin. We've a story to tell the nations. Do you love to tell the story? Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. You know, the world in this generation has stopped coming to church by and large. Yes, there's lots of people that still do, but unchurched people, those with who register no church affiliation in a census or in a poll, they don't tend to come uninvited to church. There are no commands for the unbeliever to attend church. There are, however, many commands for Christian believers to go into the world and live out the faith among an unbelieving population. In an ever-increasingly secularizing, God-forgetting culture and society, people don't read the Bible much anymore, except for people that go to church. You and I may be the only Bible that many people ever read. You've heard that said before. You and I may be the only Bible, the Word of God, as we live it. So be the message. Be the Word. Be the Gospel. Live it as you go. So what's our message for today's messengers? Christ has come to rescue you, to rescue me. It's true. It's time for followers of Jesus to share his story. You can be an angel. Think of it. To someone between now and perhaps the beginning of a new year. Wouldn't it be great to end this crazy 2020 year seeing people come to faith? All right. You know the amazing Emmanuel, Jesus, the greatest hero of all time. You know that if you want to follow this hero, as he commanded, you need to share his story. How do you do that? Well, let me make some suggestions. News reporters like Lois Lane and Clark Kent learn to answer 5 questions in their profession. Who, where, what, when, and why. Who, where, what, when, and why. As we wrap up our sermon this morning, let's think about that in our context today. Who? With whom can you share the good news? I would encourage you this week to write down 2 or 3 names that God puts on your heart and mind and look for an opportunity, for an open door to share your witness, your testimony with someone you know who's an unbeliever. They need to hear God's wonderful message, good news of great joy. Who? Where? Where will you share the good news? COVID creativity, it gets harder and harder, but we must be creative. People at work, if we're out to work, or people at school, if schools are open, or at the gym. I don't know if gyms are open this week or not, but wherever you're apt to meet someone, perhaps in a grocery store. You don't have to tell the whole story, just a quick snapshot of a witness, of a message, because God is going to use others in a progressive process of being witnesses. Perhaps a relative during the holidays. Plan now on a place where you can share the good news. Who, where, what? What will you share? Well, the good news of Jesus, how he came to save people from their sins. Christmas is a good place to start as you're talking about Jesus. Begin a conversation about why we celebrate Christmas. Why do we celebrate the birth of a child 2,000 years ago? You know, Jesus came to us that we might come to him. Let me say that again. Jesus came to us that we might come to him. Religion is spelled do, D-O. But Christianity is spelled D-O-N-E, done. It's not what we do for God, but what he's done for us through Jesus. That's the heart, the essence of the gospel message, what Jesus has done for you and me. So let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. Would you like to hear more about how to become a child of God today? That's the what. The when will you do this? How about sometime between now and the end of 2020? Imagine what would happen if people were sharing his story this Christmas season. You can invite somebody to worship. You can invite somebody to tune into our services online. That's pretty easy. I don't think there's a better time to have people hear about God's precious gift during the Advent season. And why? Because people who have received the good news share the good news. That's what it means to be his witnesses. That's what followers of Jesus do. It's an incredible story. Good news of great joy. I have to tell you a quick story. Yesterday, I was sitting in my office. A friend came through, and she told me a story. A birth announcement. After all, this is a season of a birth announcement. This is a message of a birth announcement. Always good news of great joy. And actually, it was a pre-birth announcement. Gathering with her daughter and son-in-law and grandson at Thanksgiving. She said, she walked in the door, took her coat off, and her daughter said, "Look in the oven." And she said, "What? What's in the oven?" And she opened it up, and there was a Thanksgiving dinner roll. There was a roll, a piece of bread in the oven. And she looked and said, "What? Oh, a bun in the oven." Well, anyhow, this family not expected to be able to have children. Their first child was born of unusual means, of virtual fertilization. All of a sudden, they have come to know that they are pregnant again. And there was great joy at the announcement of this. So it is. With the birth, another, perhaps, certainly more miraculous birth, the birth in Bethlehem of a baby boy to a virgin, Jesus. This Christmas gospel, for you and me to tell the world, he brings joy to the world. The Savior has come. That's our message. God gave the greatest gift of all. His Christmas gift to you and to me and to all the world is his one and only Son, Emmanuel, God with us. It's amazing. Share the wonder. Share the glory of the light of the world. As we celebrate communion today, as we come and remember Jesus, that's exactly what we're doing. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for your awesome love, for your amazing grace, for the greatest gift of your one and only Son, that we might know and we might experience you are with us, Emmanuel. You're not only with us, but by your Holy Spirit, you are within us, empowering us and enabling us to be your witnesses. We ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts, open our minds, open our lips to share with people who need to hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.